It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More than 300 people have died from COVID-19 in Colorado. That's according to the state's latest numbers released last night. Officials have confirmed around 7,700 cases in the state and roughly 1,500 hospitalizations. Colorado has also seen more than 70 outbreaks at residential and non-hospital health care facilities. Denver could lose around $180 million in tax revenue because of the COVID outbreak. Denverite's David Sachs has more.
Sales and use taxes make up about half of the city's general budget every year. Back in 2009, the Great Recession caused that tax revenue to fall by more than 6%. Now, because of the new coronavirus, Denver officials expect to see a roughly 12% drop. That's because stay-at-home orders have curbed consumer spending. Everything from restaurants and retail shops to hotels and Denver International Airport have taken hits, and the city's tax collections will be impacted too. As a result, Denver's chief financial officer, Brendan Hanlon, says he's asked city departments to cut their budgets by more than 7%. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
The Weld County Sheriff says he's doing what he can to prevent COVID-19 from spreading in his jail, but CPR's Allison Sherry reports that Sheriff Stephen Ream says he lacks authority to release people from jail because of the pandemic.
The civil rights lawyers who have sued Sheriff Reams allege he hasn't been taking the COVID-19 pandemic seriously and is putting inmates in his jail at risk. In a legal filing this week in response to that lawsuit, the sheriff says he's cleaning the jail more often and providing inmates with soap and Clorox wipes. He also has a health screening pod for incoming inmates. But Sheriff Reams says he can't just let people go when a judge has ordered them there. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
It's sunny and cool today for Denver, a bit warmer tomorrow, then more snow Wednesday night and for the end of the week. This is CPR News.